How To with Robin Lauder, East Coast FM.
All right, let's make some squishy stress balls. And you can do this for yourself. You can also do it for your kids as well. All you need on our How To with Robin Lauder this morning are balloons, rice or flour, a funnel and a scissors. This is ridiculously simple. So you stretch out your balloon, choose your filling, be it rice or flour, stick a funnel into the neck of the balloon, then slowly, this is the important bit, slowly fill the balloon to avoid clogging the neck of it. If it does clog, use a pen or a pencil to clear that opening. Remove the funnel from the balloon, let out as much air as you can, and then refill as much as possible. Just get rid of all that air out of it. Too wide of an opening can blow flour or rice everywhere, so watch out for that. Tie the neck of the balloon, close it tightly, snip off any of the excess rubber. Grab your second balloon, snip off the end of that, grab your last balloon and snip the end, leaving enough to tie the end, and voila, you have yourself a squishy stress ball. There's added advice here as well for the kids. Because they're balloons, you can colour on them with markers, a few smiley faces, no glittery face or what have you, and the stress ball's for the kids. Nice and simple and effective. What were we hopping off there a couple of years ago? Fidget spinners.
Yeah.
And we were just like, we were stressed, everyone had a fidget spinner.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
So stress balls are the thing now. And the other thing is, if you've got any kind of wool lying around the house as well, you can give these lads hair. So they become little characters for your children.
Oh yeah, too. I've seen those, like little Mr. Potato Head.
Exactly,
sort of thing.
Exactly. So we'll stick that up on a Facebook page. It's fairly simple, to be honest with you. But that is it. How To make a stress ball this morning on Freshly Squeezed.